True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
We'll work in the Yankees to the conversation as well, BT, with Kyle Tucker. In my mind, for some reason, I still want to call him Kyle Lowry. I don't know why that's the case. But Kyle Tucker, anyway, set to be a free agent. Who knows what the Cubs are going to do? Get the feeling the Yankees are going to pursue him hard if he is, in fact, a free agent. But as for the actual baseball, you know, Mets swept the Blue Jays. Yanks won 2 out of 3. Dude, did you see the MLB team ERA leaders in Major League Baseball? Well, and obviously, MLB team ERA leaders.
Is it the Mets?
Yeah.
I know the Yankees are up there number one in offense. Are the Mets number one
not
in pitching?
Not just the bullpen. They have the number one. Now, again, it's 9 games, but the Mets are number one with a 1.91 ERA. Dodgers are 2.48. That is for the team ERA. And again, I ask, what the? How is this even possible?
I don't know what they're doing in that lab.
But it's working, BT. Now,
I know.
Now, again, it's a very small sample size. We understand that. But still,
yeah,
the fact that after even a 9-game sample size, the Mets would be number one in pitching staff ERA in all of Major League Baseball with arguably their best guy down in Sean Manaea.
Stunning.
They did it last year, and now they're doing it again.
Yeah, well, if this keeps happening, then Stunning's going to have to be replaced with, okay, this is who they are. And we, you know, we probably will get there at some point. I don't know what they do. Somebody's got to write a story. Like, I read a great story this morning, not to divert to the Jets, but you'll see the point, on really how Cimini wrote it. There was also something in the Post, Cimini for ESPN.com, New York Post as well. I think it may have been Costello, I think. But about how Aaron is really looking to change the culture. And at least it lifts up the curtain, gives you a sense of what he's doing to change things. And we'll see if it comes to fruition. I would love to see a real detailed, you know, chronicalization, if you will, of what the Mets pitching lab is all about. Like, what are they doing in there with Hefner?
Well, I don't know if I want those secrets out there, right? If you're the
Mets.
Well,
that's true. If you look at it that way, I guess.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. But I just find it fascinating where, now again, the numbers, geez. Listen, they're not going to finish number one, I don't think, but I didn't think they'd have a very good staff a year ago. So there's just something, sometimes there's a secret sauce that's special. It's either a philosophy and then the ability to implement some numbers behind it. I don't know what they're doing, but I want to know.
Okay.
I'll tell you this, even if I found out of respect, I wouldn't share it. Just for my own curiosity, I really want to know what they're doing.
Well, I like that you brought the Jets example up because I do think there's an element to that with the Mets where they're identifying pitchers that they believe fit what they're looking to do. Maybe they identify something and say, okay, this guy's working on this pitch or whatever. We can fix that or make this better. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that I'm not smart enough to understand or figure out, clearly Stearns and his front office and Hefner as well, they're identifying certain things in certain pitchers that they are bringing in and maximizing those guys. Not dissimilar to what Brian Cashman has done for many years with the Yankees bullpen.
Yeah.
The Mets have done that with their bullpen as well this year, which to me is the biggest part of them leading Major League Baseball with their ERA. They got guys in the bullpen that are going multiple innings that just aren't allowing anything.
I think really Minter's the only one who's been touched up a little bit. Everybody else is pretty good. Like,
so you build
perfect
it,
almost.
So you build it based off of, okay, well, we expect to get five solid innings from Holmes, Senga, you know, Montas, even though he's not there, whatever. We believe Griffin Canning can be good for four and a third innings, like, and then just go to our bullpen.
Yep.
They're approaching it in such a different way, you know, analytically driven, sure, but breaking down a nine-inning game where maybe just, you know, old school us, or we just look at it and say, okay, there's nine innings. I want the pitcher to give me seven innings and figure it out, hand it over to the best bullpen guys. They're looking at it. We need so many innings per year.
Yeah.
We just get us through the game to get us to the bullpen guys who are healthy right now and fresh. And it's working again. They did it a year ago, and they're doing it again.
They truly seem to rely on a mathematical equation.
Yes.
To your point about the numbers there, right? And how you need to, you know, just plug in X amount of innings to have something in position to work. That now, anybody could do basic math and say, well, we have X amount of games, and
right,
we get this from this guy, and you plug it in. But I think it's deeper than that. I mean, it's obviously deeper than that. I would like to know how much of their, and I've seen this with some other organizations where you talk about, or you hear stories about, hey, the guy threw the changeup with, you know, a circle change this way, but then he went to another organization and they just moved his, you know, his pinky, which is hanging off the ball, an inch. Like, there's definitely that stuff going on. Or, hey, this pitcher, we like his stuff, but we detected he was far too reliant on a certain pitch. We think there's other value with other pitches that he kind of ignores in terms of percentage use, like usage rate, and we're going to kind of flip. If he's a, I'm just throwing this out, if he's a 42% slider guy and a 13% change, but they don't think he should throw a slider 42%, and they think that 13 should go up.
Right.
There's a way to incorporate a deeper mathematical equation. That happens all the time.
Well, yeah, or let's say I was thinking about it with Griffin Canning specifically. And again, I don't know this. I'm not taking the time to research it. I really don't care. But you look at a guy who had an ERA that was over five. It's like, oh, God, this guy, come on. What are you going to find from him? But maybe a lot of that damage was done in the third time around. Again, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. So then they look at him and say, well, he can be good if we maximize certain pitches for a shorter amount of time as opposed to asking more of him, maybe the way the Angels were, or figuring out how to maximize what you have in David Peterson and Tylor McGill. Whatever it is that they're doing, and I'm sure it's multiple things. You're right. I love the word that you use, mathematical equation. You feel like that. The way they're approaching these games is like a mathematical equation.
Mm-hmm.
And it freaking works.
Again, small sample, but last year was an entire sample. All right, let me ask you this, and we'll get to the calls here. So, who do you look forward to watching pitch the most?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now for the Mets.
You're talking about just starters?
Starters. Like, there's always an elevated, like, all right, so-and-so's getting the ball tonight. Like, I can't wait to watch him. That's
I mean, me personally.
Nobody yet, fully, right?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, I guess it would be Senga for most, but for me personally, Griffin Canning to keep the story going. But yeah, you're right. There is no exciting.
That's what makes it even more interesting. They're all contributing.
Holmes, whatever. Yeah. They're intriguing as opposed to exciting,
mm-hmm.
and they're all doing the same thing, giving you decent starts. What I would deem old school, awful starts, four innings, five innings. But in today's day and age, giving you decent starts, keeping you in the game, handing it over to the bullpen, and then the bullpen's doing the job. So I guess the final question to that would be, is this sustainable? I'm not doubting Stearns, Hefner, the lab, their philosophy, their mathematic equations. I'm not doubting that. I think that is sustainable. It has been proven that it was for a full year. Is it sustainable to continue to rely on the bullpen as heavily? Because this was not the... Well, I mean, a year ago, they did rely on the bullpen to a certain extent. They came out of nowhere. But is this even sustainable, what the Mets are doing here?
You know, for a long time, I would have said no to that question. But I'm starting to think that it is. I mean, what Senga missed basically the entire season last year.
Yeah.
After a really good, you know, first-year debut with the New York Mets. So, I don't know. I think that part of it is almost misremembering how we perceive the game of baseball.
Right.
It's so ingrained in my head that if you start, you know, using these arms so often, so early, there will be burnout by August or so. But last year's team doesn't validate that statement. And one more thing, and this is the exciting part about the potential about the Mets pitchers moving forward. The Mets organizationally are doing this with guys that are cast-offs from other, okay? What's going to happen? What are they going to look like with the kids that they draft? And they're like, okay, we love his makeup. We love his stuff. And now, whatever we're doing in that lab, now we do with him with better stuff. Well, that's where it could get, that's where it could get lights out.
You take the organization to a whole nother level with that, and that would be the expectation. And it really is a beautiful thing when you're seeing a plan come together and executed like this. Even Soto, where, okay, they made a huge investment, but you're seeing it even where he's in a slump, so to speak.
Yeah.
He's still getting on base. Like, his floor is so much better than everybody else's floor because at his worst, he's still going to get on base, which is, I think is a great thing to invest in. And if you can get the pitching to a level where they've gotten it to without investing anything in it,
mm-hmm.
for the most part, I mean, that's where you're really starting to take off to a whole nother. Think about in contrast with teams, you want to use the Yankees or whoever, when they spend so much. And we talk about Alcantara and what it's going to take to get him.
Nope.
And yeah, well, Alcantara, what it's going to take to get him. You're investing a lot in starting pitching that was developed elsewhere at the highest of levels. But if you could go find guys, I mean, we know what the Dodgers did, right? Maybe the Dodgers are a better example than the Yankees. Everybody looks at them as they can't be beat. Look at their loaded rotation. Sasaki, Yamamoto, Glasnow, all these guys. Ohtani eventually.
Snell got hurt.
Yeah, Snell, okay, still Snell. All these guys, though.
Yeah.
They're investing big in that, and yet the Mets still have a better ERA than them to begin the season.
I mean, I think it's a good story because it's now a continuation of what was a great story a year ago, which obviously gives it more believability.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.